The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3257. Last Orders is the last of the short stories in Star Wars Insider magazine from Phase 2 of the High Republic, George Mann's final tale of enlightenment, and it is what we're going to be talking about on today's Spinner Sunday episode. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, Last Orders is the name of the story. This is from the Tales of Enlightenment series of short stories by George Mann taking place in Star Wars Insider over the last few months. This is from issue 219, which just came out, and it is indeed the final of the Tales of Enlightenment. Next time in Star Wars Insider, they're going to have a Return of the Jedi short story, so that of course is very cool too. This story, though, Last Orders, and we are going to be in spoiler territory to some degree for this, is this is the one that we've been talking about as we've been talking about the Tales of Enlightenment short stories. This is the one where Pirelli and Muna and the rest of the people from Enlightenment finally are aware of the death of their friend Keth that happened in the Battle of Jedha, also a George Mann story. That was the audiobook original that they released back in January. This story actually takes place a few months after the Battle of Jedha, so Irem and Arano have sent some initial reparations funds and materials presumably as well to help with the rebuilding of Jedha. The Republic has sent peacekeepers for cleanup and reconstruction efforts, and Enlightenment is as back to normal as it could possibly be, with of course the exception of one of its regulars who is no longer there, and there is a stool where he used to sit which nobody sits on anymore. And there's almost a kind of shell-shocked quality to the way that the third-person narrative from Pirelli's perspective happens. He's a dock worker on Jedha who is also a regular in Enlightenment and a friend of Keth. But then Muna, another one of the regulars, shows up with her girlfriend Eartha, and they share a black box, a mysterious black either stone or glass box that they've acquired under less than scrupulous circumstances from another dock worker who claims that it's part of the loot that had been hiding in the Protector, that giant Jedi statue that got knocked over during the Battle of Jedha. And it turned out that there were all sorts of artifacts inside there, of which this black box is alleged to be one, and they can't get it open, but then somebody who happens to be passing by says, "Oh yeah, it's probably a good thing you don't open that." And they're like, "Well, who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Lee Harrow." And this gives us a throwback to one of the earlier stories when they had somebody passing through who recounted a story about a Jedi who basically wanted to get caught because he was trying to get to some planet, and there's a whole fun story about that. So they're shocked to meet a character from one of the stories that they've been told in a previous tale of Enlightenment. Anyway, so Lee Harrow claims to know what that box is, that there is definitely a power that is palpable with that box, but it's not one that anybody wants to have anything to do with, because he then tells a tale of a Sith Lord by the name of Darth Caldoth. Darth Caldoth. Anyway, this is also fascinating because this is a character that George Mann has woven into multiple stories that he's told, including Myths and Fables and Dark Legends, if I've got the names right of those, but also in Dooku Jedi Lost, there's a mention of it, and that's because George Mann and Kevin Scott were having conversations about things, and so Kevin put it in there for George. And George even talked about it in the one question interview that we did with him at Star Wars Celebration Europe. If you'll recall, or I'll cast your mind back, when I said, "What's the biggest unresolved mystery or story in Star Wars that you hope is told in your lifetime?" His response was, "What's the fate of Darth Caldoth? Like, what actually happened to Darth Caldoth?" Anyway, the Jedi Lee Harrow tells Paralee and Muna and Urta the story of this box and of Darth Caldoth and how somebody tried to defeat Darth Caldoth by using this box. And you should check out the story in Star Wars Insider because it's really cool. And after this story is over, they basically say, here, take the box. Like, we don't want anything to do with it because it's dangerous. And yet Paralee is not really sure. And when Harrow is trying to leave, he goes and corners him and says, is that really true? And Harrow's like, well, you know, does it matter? I mean, if you were into the story and you got something out of it and it was well told, then that's really what matters, isn't it? And Paralee seems to accept this answer, and I will say that it's also probably a good way of looking at all of these tales of enlightenment. They've been interesting stories, well told, and I've enjoyed my time reading them. So overall, I would say, yeah, it doesn't necessarily matter whether they are true or not. Although I will say that Lee Harrow in the flesh, as it were, really rather annoyed me because he wanted to sit on Keth's stool and they were like, well, no, you know, it's because of a friend who died, unfortunately. And he pushes the point and says, well, do you think he wouldn't want me to sit here? And they were like, well, no, he loved the Jedi, so you should probably sit there. And he was like, well, then can I? Like, just let them have the stool in their thing. Like, don't push them out of their grief if they don't want to be, right? That was my one thing. And the other thing is, like, he basically scammed them out of that box, and we don't know if it really was a dangerous artifact or not. But again, the point he makes is that their story is well told and they're entertaining, and so that is certainly enough at the final analysis of things. So there you go, that's what I've got to share with you about Last Orders, which is the last story in Phase 2 of The High Republic from George Mann and Star Wars Insider Magazine, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrew Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at beachbody.com.